Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Today is also National Wear Red Day.
Which I am doing.
What's going on with the festivities in this place?
Did you see all this?
What did we turn this place into? A carnival?
Yes, it's a carnival. I don't know really what they're doing.
Like a little circus
it's kind of crazy. And our department heads are all having a bake sale.
And Sean.
A bake sale?
Yeah, a bake sale.
Yeah.
And Sean, now don't take this wrong, okay?
Uh-oh.
Well, Jamie, you're going to agree with me. How are Jamie and I supposed to be like employee of the year, model employees here at Intercom Broadcasting? How are we supposed to excel and, you know, in our caring for our job when you don't even tell us all these festivities are going on? Right. We find out at 8 o'clock in the morning. How am I going to prepare for a bake sale now?
And not only that, but the yoga class. We're having a yoga class in the conference room. I didn't bring my mat.
Oh, you did it? No. I thought you guys just brought your mats with you all the time.
You do.
You're so healthy.
You got to give us the heads up on this stuff. Look at this list.
And then they're having a best dressed in red contest.
I don't have one stinking piece of red on.
I think we should bedazzle you. I think that we'll get some red Sharpies.
Yep.
And we'll draw on you.
We got to hurry.
We do.
Competition. Hearts.
Competition soon.
Also, Garbanzo is providing lunch, a healthy heart, healthy lunch on the 8th floor at lunch. We should just stick around here.
Well, you got to tip us off when this stuff's going on. I mean, how are we going to win this bake contest if we're not in it?
And then at 3 o'clock today, we're having wine tasting. Red wine is good for your heart.
There you go. Dark chocolates.
And dark red wine?
Red wine and dark chocolate.
I love my job.
I'm staying here all day.
I love my job.
Well, sure appears you guys knew about it.
Man. Yeah.
Didn't tell
well,
us.
I,
what's the name of the winery?
I am not sure I can pronounce it.
Is it Salentine?
Salentine? Salentine Winery.
I think it's Salentine.
Valle de Unco?
Yeah.
Unca.
What?
Valle de Unco.
Never mind, Sean. Unca. Okay, Unca. We're having some Unca wine. Yeah. Well, yeah, so I wore red. You didn't wear red, but whatever.
No.
And you know it's a power color.
I know it is.
They say that if you wear red, are you attracted to me right now?
Yeah. I mean, it looks okay.
They said that men are more attracted to women that wear red.
Oh, yeah. Remember that song, Lady in Red?
Yes, Lady I do. Yeah, don't sing it. But anyway, and so it's supposedly if I'm wearing red, you're more attracted to me.
Well,
you stop with the well.
I don't.
Just saying.
I don't do well with red.
Yeah, you don't have any kind of red in your wardrobe.
I don't have any red in my wardrobe because I don't know. I'm not a big red. I don't really
care. You should really get red. It's a power color.
I don't think it is for guys, though.
I don't. Well, you look up and see.
You look good in red. I'm looking at your red blouse.
Yeah, it's a blouse.
Your blouse.
It's a sweater.
Your sweater. Yeah. Okay.
But
then Sean's got on a red t-shirt. He doesn't look so good in red. You know, so. I don't know.
Tomato.
I don't know if it is for guys. You know what I mean?
What does it say? It influences. Oh, man. These 10 colors influence people, and it's even for men.
Yeah.
So if you wore red, you would influence me.
Is that top of the list?
Yes.
Yep. Red is?
Red is, yeah.
Number one, red.
I guess I'm going to have to buy some red.
Yeah, it says that for men, you should wear it because it makes you look more important, more courageous, more energetic, and more dominant.
Red?
Yes!
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I'm reading it right there.
Yep. Because you don't see guys like in a business attire, for an example, with a red blazer on.
No. What's that red tie? You know, you wear the red
power tie. Yeah.
Because then it's...
That's hot. I also saw another study. As long as we're doing clothing, I saw another study. It said, I know that this is going to be shocking, but they said that women that wear short skirts... make more money than women that don't wear short skirts. Here it is. Women in short skirts at work are more likely to get promoted.
In the words of Charlie Sheen, duh.
Wow, I've never worn a short skirt here.
That's why you're working with me.
It says this. It says how a woman chooses to dress can still have a an effect on her career. Even today with the hashtags and the whole thing, it says you should wear a very sexy skirt.
I don't buy that.
If you want to be promoted.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Well,
Because I know someone that works here.
Yeah.
That, in my estimation.
Yeah.
Wears a short skirt on a regular basis.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that helps her situation.
Well, she's just a doofus.
I'm just saying. I don't know if it's helping advance or whatever. No. I don't think people look at her and perceive as this girl's going places. Okay.
She's not going anywhere.
I don't think it differentiates her from anybody else that's here in the workplace just because of the short skirt.
It says, let's see here. It says they look more competent. And if you're wearing a suit, you look lazier. That's weird.
See, I don't know.
I don't think that's right.
I think this is a bunch. Guys, listen, first of all, I'm skeptical of every study that I see come out anymore.
I agree with you. The whole breakfast thing.
After that yesterday, yep. Jamie, mm-hmm. we've sat here and we've listened to expert after expert, dietitians, people that sell diet programs yep. all over the world and making millions of dollars on it. Everybody tells you what? Breakfast
most
is the
important.
Most
important. Yep. Go ahead, sorry.
The most important meal of the day. If you skip your breakfast.
You were on a roll. I just took it. I took your line. Sorry.
You're as frustrated as I am. So I don't really blame you. We're all frustrated. Right? We've been lied to, Jamie.
And now it's saying breakfast makes us fat.
Okay. And I've always said, I go eat lunch and then I eat dinner. And I eat dinner quite early, too. So it's not like before I go to bed. And people say, well, you're not going to lose weight because you're not eating breakfast. Wait a minute. I need to add a meal in order to lose weight.
Yeah.
That never made sense.
If we
actually said
it out loud, if we thought about it out loud, we're just taking in more calories. Why do we buy into this?
It's an extra meal, yes, right? Yes. They're not saying that eat breakfast and skip lunch or do this and this and this. No, you need to add breakfast if you want to lose weight. Well, I guess what? A study came out yesterday from scientists or researchers, and it's all BS. You eat breakfast along with the other meals, more than likely you're going to gain weight.
Is that crazy? And I always felt guilty for not eating breakfast, too, because I'm like, oh, my God, this is why I'm a chunky monkey. It's because I'm not eating my breakfast. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
That's where you chime in and say you're not a chunky monkey.
You're not a chunky monkey.
Thank you. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.